What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. It was a hell of a divisional round. A lot of great games. A lot of tremendous storylines. Locally, though, the bombshell came out Saturday morning from all-world NFL newsbreaker Adam Schefter. A tweet heard all around Pittsburgh, 8.04 a.m. Saturday morning. The Bears recently called the Steelers to see if they would be allowed to talk to and potentially try to trade for longtime head coach Mike Tomlin, only to have Pittsburgh rebuff their inquiry, league sources told ESPN. How do you not even hear the offer? How do you not even ask Mike Tomlin? Here's what this tells me. He really is going to be the head coach until he decides to retire.
Yes. Lifetime contract.
Lifetime contract. They're not going to fire him, obviously. And the trade thing's never going to happen. We're stuck with him. And he's done some wonderful things. And I think he's a great ambassador for football. And I think if he were to be fired, people would be classy about it around here. It wouldn't be like what I did when Matt Canada got let go. A good man. But we're stuck with them, and they're stuck in the mud. They've been in purgatory, haven't won a playoff game in 8 years, haven't been competitive in a playoff game in the last six opportunities, and you don't even answer the phone and say, "Hi, Art Rooney II. Oh, what would you take? Or what could we get for Mike Tomlin? What if they offer 3 first-round picks?
Right.
What if they offer 5 first-round picks?
Caleb Williams.
Right.
How do you not find out what an offer is? Whatever business that you're doing, you always listen. You don't have to act. You don't have to make a decision. But it's always, like, I feel like rule number one to listen what somebody's offering.
Absolutely.
Like, you never, like, what if it just blows your socks off?
If the Pirates got a call from, hey, the Dodgers, because it would be the Dodgers, what would it take for us to get Paul Skeens? You don't want to trade Paul Skeens. You listen.
Yeah.
Penguins get a call. Sidney Crosby. You don't want to trade Sidney Crosby. You don't want to have a conversation with him about a no-trade clause, but you have to listen because where are you? The Pirates haven't made the playoffs since 2015. The Penguins haven't won a playoff series since 2018. They've missed the postseason the last 2 years. The Steelers aren't in a different spot than those teams. They're not. They're the same. And this is a head coach. This isn't a cornerstone player, but the Steelers organization is now synonymous with Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin, to them, is now bigger than the organization. He is the face of the franchise in the way that Paul Skeens is the face of the Pirates. He is the face of the franchise in the way that Sidney Crosby is the face of the Pittsburgh Penguins. And that's not good.
Nope.
And you don't even say, all right, listen, we're not really interested. Tell us what you're thinking. We'll talk to Mike. That is a dereliction of duty not to even have the conversation. Because my understanding, doing some digging, doing some reading on this, is it was, hey, we're interested in trading for Mike. Yeah, sorry.
Off the table.
Off the table.
Save your time, as Mike Tomlin said.
Save your time.
Mike, at least one team has reached out to inquire about your availability. Understanding that you have a no-trade clause in your contract, what's your message to any team that may reach out to the Steelers to gauge interest or availability in your services?
I have no message. Save your time.
Stupid, man. Would that be worth it if you're Tomlin? Would you want to go to Chicago?
Probably not, but yeah. Like, if I knew that I was, like, on the chopping block, like, he hasn't been worried about anything. And that was very clear in his press conference at the end of the season. Now you look at somebody like Dan Campbell, and you watch his press conference after the game. The guy was done. The guy was spent. He was disappointed. He was emotional. He felt like he let everybody down. Whenever Mike Tomlin talked, and I know it was a couple days later, Mike Tomlin said, "I'm re-energized. I'm energized for this next upcoming season." Like, there's two different things going on there. Mike Tomlin isn't worried about anything.
No.
So if that was Mike Tomlin, like, if that was, like, the only option, yeah, sure. Like, I mean, you have a young quarterback, and Chicago's a nice city, I guess. Like, but he
oh, it's a great town.
He
Gibson Steakhouse.
He views himself as the Pittsburgh Steelers head coach, and you know that's it. And he knows that he's not going to go anywhere. So like, no, he'd be like, no, I'm not going to Chicago.
It just reaffirms that he is by far the most powerful guy in that organization, and he is seated at the right hand of Rooney, and they make decisions in concert. There's no boss subordinate dynamic there. They are in lockstep. Art wants to win a certain way. Tomlin wants to win a certain way. They are content, since they don't have a franchise quarterback right now, just merely getting into the dance, being competitive until they find that franchise quarterback. And it's sickening to me.
It just the more and more I think about the whole situation here with the Steelers, Tomlin and Rooney, they're in lockstep together until Rooney gives the business and gives the team to his son, Dan. And Tomlin will be here as long as Art is here.
Mm-hmm.
Until Art says, okay, now it's time to pass the torch to my son to run things, to be the president, to be the owner, well, probably the president. I think that Tomlin will be here as long as Rooney's here. And once that happens, then things might change.
You could have a clean break.
Yes. I think I think that's where we're at if we want to have the biggest scope of what Art is thinking and what Tomlin means to this franchise. They will be together until Art says he's done.
So you're thinking probably 3 years?
I'm thinking the rest of this contract, yeah. And they'll probably reevaluate, and Art will see how much longer he wants to do it.
And it was reported by Dulac over the weekend or at the end of last week, a $50 million contract for Mike Tomlin. So he's the most powerful guy in the organization. And it's what really drives me nuts when national media members say, oh, he's winning more with less. I will agree that the last 2 years, getting to 10 wins with the roster constructed the way that it was constructed, that takes good coaching. But the thing that the national media always seems to miss is that Mike Tomlin is the judge, jury, and executioner. Like, if there is a disagreement between Mike Tomlin, Omar Khan, Andy Weidel, Mike Tomlin wins that because he's as powerful in this organization as the owner is. Texter, why listen to trade offers if you have no intent of trading? It would just turn into a bigger story for no reason. You owe it to the fans to stop being 10-7 every year and getting your ass kicked in the playoffs. And so you might hear the offer, and you probably would hear the offer, and you don't trade Mike Tomlin. But how do you know they're not offering you the sun, the moon, and the stars?
Right.
How do you not at least consider it? You got a second-round pick for Chase Claypool. Basically a first-round pick. You got the 32nd pick in the draft for Chase damn Claypool. That guy sucks and is a jackass. So what do you think they might give up for Mike Tomlin?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're Tomlin, and I know Harbaugh has said this way back when he was part of some trade speculation, John Harbaugh, I don't want to go to a place and then not have a first-round pick for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
So from that standpoint, Tomlin might think, man, I really love Caleb Williams, and Chicago's a great historic franchise, and if I win there, they haven't won in a long time, I'm a god, and I'm going to be respected there in a way that I'm not respected in Pittsburgh anymore. There's a lot of reasons to want to go,
mm-hmm.
But then you don't have a first-round pick for 3 years.
Right.
But if they offer me 3 first-round picks for Mike Tomlin, 2 first-round picks for Mike Tomlin, when they got the 10th pick in the draft this year,
you're changing your future,
right? Because you think about it this way: you're trading Mike Tomlin maybe for a Cam Ward, or name quarterback
mm-hmm.
2 in the draft,
because mm-hmm.
you can package the 10th pick and this year's first round pick, or both of those first round picks this year's and Chicago's next year's, and you move up in the draft. And you get your quarterback.
Okay, so let's play a game then.
And quarterback's more important.
Okay, so you do trade Mike Tomlin right now,
mm-hmm.
and you get those picks, and you trade up for a quarterback. Who's your coach? Is it Arthur Smith for a year?
No, I'll get Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Because then at that point, why
but
wouldn't
what if,
he
okay,
come
so what
here?
If he but what if he does what if these coaches don't want to come here?
I don't think they wouldn't want to come here. In fact, I think this would be the job, regardless of personnel, regardless of quarterback. Why wouldn't you want to come here? You come here.
Stability. I mean,
you're
going to be
forever.
Here
forever.
Yeah, right.
Forever. Ben Johnson comes here. You have the draft capital. You believe in your own abilities. I'm going to win. I could be there for the next 20 years. Mm-hmm. Living my dream. Meanwhile, you go to any other organization in the NFL. If it doesn't work in a couple of years, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
Think about all the coaches. Got a couple that got fired in 1 year.
Yep.
You're a rock star until you're not. And you go to any other franchise and you got 2-3 years where you suck and you're not winning games, they're putting that on you and you're done. Then you got to go be a coordinator again. You got to earn your way back. But now you're a retreader. People are going to be interested in me. I think Pittsburgh's got a lot to offer because of the stability thing.
And that's, yeah, that standpoint for sure. Yeah, at head coach, for sure. You would love to come here. And especially if it was a circumstance where you do have that top 10 pick. Wouldn't be bad.
No. I would much rather have a couple of first-round picks and Ben Johnson than Mike Tomlin in the draft capital they have right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you're just spinning your wheels.
Mm-hmm.
412-928-9370. Did the Steelers make a bad decision in not even hearing out the Bears? If the Bears offered 2 first-round picks, would you have traded Mike Tomlin? 412-928-9370. We'd love to hear from you on all this coming up next. You can also text us, 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Would you have traded Mike Tomlin to the Bears for a couple of first-round picks? I mean, shoot. Would you have at least allowed the Bears to make an offer? 412-928-9370. Where do we come up with the 2 first-round picks? That seems reasonable, right?
Yeah.
I think about coaching trades throughout history, Parcells in 97, first-round pick, second-round pick, third-round pick, fourth-round pick. Mike Holmgren, second-round pick. Bill Belichick from Jets to Pats, first-round pick, fourth-round pick, seventh-round pick. Here's the one that'd be great. Gruden in 2002 from the Raiders to the Bucks, 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and $8 million.
Dang.
Herm Edwards, fourth-round pick. Bruce Arians from the Cards to the Bucks for a sixth-round pick. And the most recent trade, Sean Payton from the Saints to the Broncos, a first-round pick and a second-round pick. And the Broncos also got a third-rounder. So that's the most recent one. That's probably the one you're working off of.
Yep.
But for me, you're probably somewhere between Sean Payton and John Gruden.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're getting 2 first-round picks for Mike Tomlin.
I think you could, yeah.
And what this tells me, Doran, is while the entire local media and most of the fan base looks at Mike Tomlin as the problem, and now at least a chunk of the national media is looking at Mike Tomlin as the problem, the Steelers don't view it that way at all.
Mm-mm.
They think he's the guy. They think he's the reason why they're good when they're good. They don't think he's part of the problem at all. They don't even consider that. Not in the slightest. If you consider it, you at least hear the offer. And Mike Tomlin could nix a trade because he's got the no trade clause. But they don't view this guy as a problem. No, they view him as part of the solution.
Or they view themselves as being content with where they are every single year. And Mike Tomlin gives them a chance every single year. And that's the standard now, is to have a chance and to have a winning season and to get into the playoffs. Maybe the vision has changed. Maybe the goals have changed. Maybe the standard has changed of the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's what it's telling me. It's like, yeah, we value having a winning season and having an opportunity in the playoffs, and everybody is 0-0 in the playoffs, and you know the ball could bounce our way
right
here. I think that that's what they're telling us. We view that this is successful in the NFL and consistent of getting an opportunity every single year to try to win in the playoffs.
That's the old Pirates mindset. If you get in, you got a shot. And baseball is real random. If you get in, you don't got a shot in the NFL. Not in the AFC, for sure. I mean,
clearly. look what happened last week, and look what happened this week to the team that did that to you last week.
That's exactly where I am on it, Doran. Like, you are not... If they view it that they're a quarterback away, then they are viewing it wrong. Because they're not just a quarterback away. The Ravens have the quarterback. And they just beat the snot out of you. And they can't get over the hump. They can't even get out of the AFC. The Bills. Josh Allen's been an all-world quarterback now for years. And we'll see what happens this year. But up until this point, they haven't gone to a Super Bowl. You look at the Bengals. They have an all-world quarterback. They didn't even make the playoffs this year. They might have reached their apexes going to the Super Bowl. They're going to be kicking themselves forever, potentially, about that one. Think about all the great quarterbacks that aren't winning right now. You don't have that, and you don't have a structure for a great quarterback to come into, a young quarterback to come into, to help get him close to being great.
It was easy in the past, during the Roethlisberger years, to say that, you know, the Steelers' problem is Tom Brady. You know, everybody's problem is Tom Brady. And there are teams where everybody's problem is the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, but that's not the Steelers' problem. They haven't even gotten close to that point.
I know.
You can't even use that as an excuse. Like, oh, we have a Mahomes problem.
They just keep running into Patty.
Never. What, this year on Christmas? And they were just messing around. Patrick Mahomes had one foot. Like, I mean, that's the only time you're seeing them. You don't see him in the AFC Championship game. You don't even see him in the playoffs.
No, you lost to him once in the playoffs, and that story was written before the game even kicked off. Like, you knew what it was.
Mm-hmm.
You were, what, 9-7-1? Now
Buffalo can say that maybe after next week.
Absolutely.
They can say we had a Patrick Mahomes problem.
It's like the Raiders in the 70s. How much would we have won if the Steelers didn't exist? Like, you could do that if you are actually running into them every time.
Mm-hmm.
But the Steelers are running into the team that runs into the team. It's no good. It's bad, man. 412-928-9370. I realize the sounds that just came out of my mouth, and yeah, it even annoyed me, so save it on the text line. Let's go to Rob in Chicago. Rob, you a Steelers fan?
Oh, of course I am. Call me better than that.
I do.
But you guys started talking about Chicago, and I've lived in the northwest suburbs since 1984, and since living here, I've only seen three good quarterbacks come out of Chicago: Jim McMahon, Jim Harbaugh, and maybe Jay Cutler. These guys are all defense, and they have nothing to do with the forward pass. So
Tom would be perfect
coming over here. Yeah, right. Yeah, he wants nothing to do with the forward pass either. The Bears and the Steelers both mirror each other because they're both family-run organizations that, in my opinion, are both out of touch with the modern NFL. Over here in Chicago, these guys are basically counting the days until Virginia McCaskey, who I believe is George Halas's daughter, passes away, and then it's probably going to get sold to, you know, a conglomerate of corporations, because they're trying to get a new, you know, stadium for Soldier Field, and that's going to cost $2 billion.
You know, but the thing, Rob, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it, as always. They got a lot of talent.
They do.
Offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they want to throw the ball with Caleb Williams. They just can't block anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand your overall point, and they haven't had a good quarterback, a really good quarterback, since McMahon.
Yeah.
Like, Cutler was talented, but that guy was an idiot. He thought he was Brett Favre, but he wasn't Brett Favre. And that's where the Steelers are right now, is you're in this quarterback purgatory. It took them 20 years between Bradshaw and Ben. Folks, it could be a while.
Yes.
It probably will be a while.
Yes.
So buckle up. But that's why you trade Tomlin, because then you get a couple of first-round picks.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a while.
And it doesn't.
Possibly.
And at least you take a shot. Like, at least you've got a chance. Because they haven't been bad enough since 2003 to be picking anywhere near the top 10. They traded up into the top 10 to get Devin Bush. You can get a guy by trading up and getting a guy. That's how the Chiefs got Mahomes. That's how the Ravens got Lamar. You don't have to be bad, but you do need draft equity, draft capital, I should say. And so you trade Mike Tomlin for a couple of first-round picks, and then you start trading up for quarterbacks as much as you can, and you see what sticks. Because having Mike Tomlin, we've seen what that leads to. Mike Tomlin, no quarterback, leads you to 10-7 or 9-8. You're either not making it or you're getting blown out. But if you got a quarterback, you got a shot. 412-928-9370. Let's go to another Rob. Rob in Newcastle. Hi.
Hey, guys, hear me out on this. I think we've got to the point in Pittsburgh where Art Rooney II now may be a worse owner than Bob Nutting. Bob, at least we know where Bob's coming from. He's about making money. It has nothing to do with negligence. Art is becoming negligent on running this team.
I mean, complacent. That comes to mind.
Yeah, complacent, for sure. Complacent for, like, it's not like they're losing. So it's kind of hard to this is a very weird, not weird, but it's a very odd situation because they're not really losing, but our standards here are just very high.
Yeah, what Starkey calls it high-end mediocrity. I think that's really well said.
Yeah, very well said.
Like, they were the worst team in the playoffs this year. We said it going in. Other people argued it going in. And then we saw what happened. So you're the 14th best team in football.
But they're in the playoffs.
Right.
So it's like.
And they were the 14th best team in football last year. And the year before that, they just missed out. And they were 9-8. I mean, that's where they are. They're in the top half of the league. A couple times they make the playoffs. And then they get their asses kicked. And there's no reason to think that's going to change next year. There's none. There's zero reason to think that's going to change next year.
Not one reason.
If you had traded Tomlin, and again, to be clear, they didn't even listen. But if you traded Tomlin, I know you laugh when I do that. If you trade Tomlin for a couple of picks, you're probably going to suck next year. He's a guy that gets, you know where the floor is, and the floor is high.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to suck. But then maybe your pick's high. And you got the Bears' 10th pick this year. And I don't think the Bears, no matter who their coach is, are going to exactly set the world on fire next year. That line needs a lot of work. They got a lot of things they got to fix. Now you got a shot to really take a stab at a quarterback here. But they didn't do it.
Nope.
And so we know what the end of next season looks like. They're either fighting for the playoffs on the last day and they don't get in, or they're fighting for the playoffs on the last day and they do, and they get to say they made the playoffs and really, by the end of the first quarter, they're done. It's why you need to at least hear the Bears out. And they didn't. And I am at a very low point now in my Steelers fandom. Because you just know that the head coach is going to be the head coach for the next 3 years at the very least, and probably until the end of time.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel the same way? 412-928-9370. Here's a text that makes me laugh and cry. Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett are both still in the playoffs. All right, we'll take your calls on the Tomlin trade that wasn't and won't be. But also, Ray Fittipaldo in the Post-Gazette played a little game of cut, trade, keep. We'll play that game, too. 412-928-9370, the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're going to play a little game of cut, trade, or keep in a moment here, Doran. But here's a text. When the boos start in week one for Tomlin, the fraud will be gone. 2025 is his last year. I don't think Tomlin's going to get that treatment. I don't.
You really? I think if they bomb the first game, I think you'll hear it in that game.
Do you think that would affect anything?
No. I don't think it affects nothing. I don't think it affects anything. 2025, like, he's going to be, he has two more years on his contract, right? He had a 3-year extension, so he's definitely going to go through that. Now, he could have the worst season next year.
Oh, I don't even think he's one losing season away from losing his job.
Right. No, not even.
I think one losing season might put him in a, it wouldn't even be a hot seat.
Mm-mm.
Be like a room temperature seat the following year. Like, he'd almost have to have two losing seasons to even be on the hot seat. That's what this not even hearing the Bears out tells me. Is that there's just zero thought into it at all. None. They don't even consider it. They haven't talked about it. They don't care about it. Mike Tomlin is the guy until Mike Tomlin doesn't want to be the guy. So maybe there would be boos early. I don't know. It's weird that it hasn't happened then. I do feel like we're at a low point for his approval rating. Would you agree with that?
The lowest.
It's never been louder.
The lowest it's ever been.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think that there was a lot of scapegoats before that the boos were directed towards them, whether it was Matt Canada or Kenny Pickett. And now that those scapegoats are gone, Now where's the attention really turned to? And whenever all that is cleared up, there's only one thing that is still in place. So I think that this year, and especially if they don't make the adequate moves this offseason, you'll hear. I think that we'll hear it.
I think they'd have to start out like 0-3, 0-4, something like that. I think it'd have to be really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Pitt fans went in on Phil Dracovic, but all right, he had played two games. Or a game and a half, right? Mm-hmm. We're a town that likes to boo. I mean, we've tried fire Hextall chance, fire Canada chance. He's been not just Teflon within the organization, but there haven't even been smatterings of fire Tomlin.
Well, how and you know, we're not involved as much right now, which we will be as the months go on, but like what is the temperature around Sullivan right now? Like, is there booze at PBG Paints? I don't know.
I'm not hearing the fire, Sullivan.
I don't hear that much either. You're right, yeah.
No, a lot of people aren't showing up.
That's true. I heard it for a little bit, though. We heard it for a little bit.
Every franchise is in the same spot, too, where I think most people wanted to see Shelton and Sherrington go, and they get to come back. Most people wanted to see Sullivan go, and I think the organization views him much the way that Tomlin does. He's the most powerful guy in the organization. That's why Tristan Jarry got the deal.
Yes.
Is because Mike Sullivan vouched for Tristan Jarry. What a disaster that was. Congratulations to Ned, by the way, on scoring that goal. That was pretty cool.
And an assist.
Yeah. It's a hell of a game.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Should have gotten a fight.
I think Penguins fans have just given up.
There's an apathy there where there's not with the Steelers.
Yeah, the Steelers fans will never give up.
No.
They'll show up.
Even Pirates fans, it's just this perpetual anger. Right. I don't feel an apathy.
Right.
I mean, they were chanting sell the team at Pirate Fest. That's anger, that's not apathy. With the Steelers, they're going to be 68,000 people there every game, and when you want to turn in your season ticket, someone else will be there to buy up that seat license and go.
And that's why Tomlin has the power he does. And that's why he's here. But like with the Penguins, you're like
there's an apathy.
Oh, for sure.
And with, you know, I understand. We saw it today coming in. The roads are awful. It was a really bad traffic situation last week for whatever game that was.
Yep.
There was nobody there.
Nobody.
Looked like a Wheeling Nailers game.
Yep.
So that's why there's a difference. I mean, hockey, while big around here, still ain't as big as the Steelers.
But you still have Sidney Crosby, and that just tells you something that people, like the apathy is real. Even if Sidney Crosby's on the team and people are like, yeah, I'm good. That's a bad place to be in.
Yes.
Whenever you have that big of a star, arguably top five player of all time, still playing, wearing his sweater, showing up, playing games, and you don't even want to go see
busting
that.
Busting his ass.
Yeah, you don't even want to go see that. That's a different level of the other two teams for sure.
Which would lead you to believe, circling all the way around, maybe you're right. Maybe they will boot Tomlin at the beginning because there isn't that apathy. There's real anger.
Yep.
And ownership doesn't even consider that Tomlin's the problem. And that's the line that I was drawing. I don't think that the Pirates think the manager's the problem, the general manager's the problem, the Penguins clearly don't think their ownership, that Mike Sullivan's the problem, and the Steelers won't even hear out an offer that could wind up yielding them a franchise quarterback. It's a bad state of things right now.
Mm-hmm.
Frank and Cranberry, we'll play the cut. What did I call this stupid game?
Cut, trade, keep.
Yeah, we'll play that in a little bit. Let's take Frank and Cranberry. Hi, Frank.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, good. We're crappy.
Yeah,
he's well, crappy. Been a Steeler
oh, you're
fan
good?
Since,
Doran's
been
good.
Been a Steeler fan since the 70s. And for them not even to listen to the Bears' offer is just unconscionable. I mean, this organization sticks their chest out that they've had three coaches in 60 years, whatever it is, and they think that is that's the right way to go. Clearly, this team needs a new voice, and it is apparent to everyone except Mr. Rooney, and that's the unfortunate part of this. And a chance to make this team get out of this mediocrity that they've been in for years occurs when the Bears call, and they don't even let them talk.
You have an out! And they don't take it. They don't even consider it.
Nope.
412-928-9370. I've had this theory for a long time that when the national media, the vitriol for Tomlin on that scale matches the local vitriol that the embarrassment would lead the Rooney family to move on. I don't even buy that anymore. Mm-mm. Because we're starting to hear it, and you don't even hear out the Bears, which means you're not even, you don't even think it's, you, of all the problems they have in this organization, Mike Tomlin to them is not even on the list.
Not even there.
And we think he's number one. They don't have him on the list. Hooray. Anthony in Oakland, always nuanced and well-reasoned. Hi, Anthony.
You know, fellas, watching, here's what I have deciphered from watching the games over the weekend. The Pittsburgh Steelers cannot compete with their speed of these teams and the innovation of these other teams. When I watch the Pittsburgh Steelers, it transposes me back to 90 football, 1990s. So there has to be change. And hopefully Mr. Rooney will look at some of the things his father has done over the history of the team, which is fire a offensive coordinator after 1 year, fire defensive coordinators while they had money, contracts, like they did with Bill Cowher, did in the late 90s, early 2000s. So it can be done, because this is unacceptable. The Steelers, after watching what we saw over the weekend, the Pittsburgh Steelers cannot compete with those teams from defensively, offensively, and even some in special teams. It was horrific to watch.
Yeah, you're right, Anthony, and thank you for the call. We'll talk about this coming up at the top of the hour, but Jerry Dulac sort of did a, and I mean this not in a bad way, but kind of a word vomit, what he's hearing about the Steelers offseason. Doesn't sound like there are going to be major coaching changes.
Nope.
So I would expect Pat Meyer to come back. I would expect Terrell Austin to come back. And unless Arthur Smith gets a head coaching job, that's 100% certainty he's coming back. So you're not even going to get any change there. And you're going to bring back the quarterback that you benched six games into last season. We agree that's the right move. But when you say it that way, doesn't give you a lot of faith. Everyone's coming back, including the quarterback that you didn't think was as good as the guy that you got beat by a million points with in the playoff game. Well said by me. All right, coming up next, we're going to play our game. Cut, trade, keep. We'll take calls as well, 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Was just perusing the interwebs during the Eagles open as a 5.5-point favorite against the Commanders. Chiefs at a 1.5-point favorite against Buffalo.
Hmm.
You feel good about either of the road teams?
Nope.
Okay.
No. I really don't want to bet against the Commanders, though. I mean,
they're spunky, man.
Yeah, clearly they got something going. I don't know.
Young,
don't,
that's superstar quarterback, a coordinator that's pretty good at his job, a new head coach. A lot of new there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of new. And yet, they find themselves in the Final Four in the NFL.
Interesting.
With new.
Interesting.
Not just keep doing the same thing over and over again. No, they went new, and now here they are. It's amazing how that works. Not that there's some organization that you should look at and go, oh, you want to do it the way Washington is, but what, it's been 33 years since they played for a conference championship. Okay, but they did a total facelift, one off season, and here they are. So you don't have to be complacent. It doesn't have to be continuity. We'll do that cut game later. We'll do it coming up at 8. We didn't give ourselves enough time here, and I take, like Lamar Jackson did last night, full responsibility for mismanaging. Here's a text, though, I think it's worth getting to. Steelers not winning anytime soon. Penguins are the best bet to win the next championship for the Steel City. I think people around here need to get this through their heads. So I'm 34. You're 37?
36.
Why do I always do that?
I don't know. You do it on purpose.
I don't. I'm just dumb. You know, we're so used to winning stuff around here. Folks, let's just say you're split the difference. Say you're 35. There's no guarantee you ever see another championship again.
Uh-uh.
Like, we do the topic, who's the next team to win a championship? Newsflash, could be none of them. Could be none. You're not guaranteed to win crap. You think Penn State fans, when they were winning championships and they were contending every year in the 80s, they thought that, oh, at some point we'll see another championship in our lifetime. Hadn't happened yet. You know, Pitt wins, and they're really good in the early 80s. They haven't won another one. West Virginia went in 88. Oh, they'll have a shot. Okay, they got a shot. Haven't won another one. Like, it doesn't happen that way where you're just You're guaranteed your teams are going to win championships. We might have lived, and in fact probably did live, the best time in our lives for Pittsburgh sports. When you're in the Cup in 08, then you win it in 09, you win a Super Bowl in 08, you go back in 2010, you've got Crosby, you're contending every year, and then in the middle of it, oh, here are the Pirates at 13, 14, 15. That might be it, folks. I'm not just going to sit here, we're not just going to sit here every day and talk optimism. You might never see one. Probably won't.
That's so true, though.
Good morning.
That's the truth.
Hope you had a great commute today. Well, the Penguins will be the next team to win a championship. Why? I mean, seriously, why? They're not going to win with Crosby. So to say they're going to win a championship before these other teams do, you don't even know who the best player on the team's going to be the next time they're good.
Right.
You have no idea. No clue. Oh, the Penguins will be good in like 5-6 years.
How?
Right. The best player on those teams might be like 14, 15 years old right now, and you've never heard of them. So we got to be realistic, too. That's a jaded view of things, but I've been thinking a lot about that, Doran. Like, we're not special here in Pittsburgh.
No, we were.
Right.
And, it comes to an end at some point. And I was thinking about this the other day, like, what team or what city, like, isn't in this situation? Like, there's a lot of cities in this situation. Like, I read something yesterday. I think it was in the last 30 years, every NFC team has made it to an NFC championship game except for the Cowboys.
Except for the Cowboys. And you would have thought in the 90s, oh, the Cowboys, even when things get dismantled, oh, they'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't been back.
Mm-mm.
That's a good point by you. Washington and the Hogs, oh, they'll be back. Been 33 years. Ain't been back till now. You're guaranteed nothing.
Like, Cleveland's in a better situation than Pittsburgh right now, sports-wise.
Yeah, you got the Cavs, you got the Guardians, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And when did the Cavs win that championship? What was that, 16 maybe? Was that with LeBron?
Yeah.
Yeah. And even recent past.
You're guaranteed nothing. Nothing. The Bears have been looking for a quarterback since McMahon. The Dolphins, and what free agent wouldn't want to go live in Miami? They haven't had a quarterback since Marino.
Crazy.
And I don't know that Tua's the guy. Buffalo. They, 90s. Look how great they are. Can't win. Don't win. And then you get Josh Allen. Haven't won.
We'll see. You know?
Right.
I mean, this week you're like, oh my goodness. Like, if they don't win, like.
And if you're a Lions fan, you thought you finally had it. I was gutted. I felt sick for Lions fans.
Yep.
Because they ain't experienced anything. And I guess Michigan football, they're happy about Michigan football. And then what, in 04, when you had Rip Hamilton and his specs?
Pistons.
And the Pistons?
Yeah,
you had Wallace. That was 21 years ago.
That's crazy.
Yes, it is.
Ben Wallace. And
so we get texts like that all the time, and I just felt the need to sort of blow my lid on it a little. The Penguins will be the next team to win a championship. Yeah, with some 15-year-old, some kid right now who probably hadn't even yet, and you can say with any confidence.
That's why it's mind-boggling that the Pirates don't surround Skeens, because they have the best kind of thing in place to make this happen.
They have the Pittsburgh sports scene right now, and they could take it for theirs.
Yes.
If they would just take advantage of the opportunity.
Right.
And they're not. And then you got Skeens this weekend at Pirate Fest saying he hasn't been approached about a contract, said he hadn't heard a whole lot. You need to be sitting down with Skeens every day with a piece of paper in front of him, trying to coerce him into signing a contract that keeps him here beyond the next 4 years. And apparently they haven't done that. So things are bad.